Are you recording?
Yes, it is. We live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray hoodie.
Damani got on the gray hoodie.
You know the vibes.
And I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's Damani.
And this is a podcast that we started because we talk a lot and we have great conversations and we want the world to be in on our conversations. So if you have any topics or anything that you want us to talk about in the future, comment below. Send us an email at thegrayareapodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, that is all I have to say to start this podcast.
You know what?
What?
We did not pick a topic.
We did not. I was gonna say it, but you were ready to go. So I was like, dang, I don't know where we started. What we starting today?
What y'all want to start with?
That's tough.
Oh, man.
The one that sticks out to me the most is Duality Creator Edition. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't even know how to start this conversation.
Why does that stick out to you the most?
It's where my eyes keep going.
It's the word duality. Probably. It's a beautiful word.
It is. It's a great word.
Duality. Ooh, anytime you say duality, it's like,
the duality of life. It'd be like, that's good. That's deep. So you want to explain what duality means?
I don't remember what that... That was my topic?
No, I...
Hey, duality, like... Dual
reality,
two, multiple,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Two sides,
yeah, mm-hmm. It's like
life, creator,
like
edition.
Dual reality.
As
yeah.
A creator, what are the two sides of life? Creator versus not creator. Is that where we going with this?
Kinda like, okay. But like as a creator, those two sides of yourself, right? So like a lot of times, or when I learned about duality or what it was in the context of Black people, like African Americans. So like the duality of being Black but also being an American, right? And those experiences through life. So as a creator, yeah, just like two sides of the same coin. So as a creator, like you are a creator, let's say this, as independent creators, right? We are creators, but we're also business people, right? Or we're also at this stage in our careers, we're still working regular jobs. So like whatever angle y'all want to talk about that from. But yeah, pretty much the two sides of it. Because as a creator, you're multifaceted anyways. But at our stage in creation, because this is probably a topic that we can even talk about once we even progress further into our careers and figure out what it means to us in that stage of life. But like as a creator... And also as like a regular working person or as a business person, it's like, what do those two things look like? How do you balance the two if there is a balance? And yeah.
Between the creator and the regular job, 9-to-5 worker, I don't think there is a balance. Like in my head, how I look at it now, it's like my full time is creator. I just go to work from time to time.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be like, if I'm late, I was working. If I call out, I'm working.
I was working.
Right.
Yeah.
Got two jobs.
Yeah, and it's funny. I do agree. I also heard somebody mention, I forget who it was. It was some producer. He was talking about if you're gonna do it independently, most of the time, it's either you're gonna be working like the 40 hours and then putting in a ridiculous amount of hours on the back end to try and work on your music, or you're going to have to try and do the part-time thing where it's like part of your life is, it's like creation, or whatever. And then the other part, you're trying to fund the creation.
Yeah, that's right.
And until you can find the balance, which I guess, which is what you were kind of saying. It's like,
yeah.
Until you can find a balance where like, because like if you're not trying to sign, you don't have the lump sum of money that's just going
gonna
drop into your lap like that for most people.
Unless you get a loan.
Yeah, I mean you can get a loan. I mean most of that's all they're really doing is giving you a loan because
right.
You got to pay it back.
Okay.
But most people say, all right, I'm using the money to fund my career, and then as soon as my career can actually start funding itself, then I'll leave the job.
It's clipped. That's what I gave myself permission to do yesterday. Talked about it on Talks on the Walk. I don't know if y'all checked that out yet.
I had seen it and I was like, dang, we got to set up for the podcast. I can't sit here and watch this just yet, but I'm going to watch it tonight before it goes away.
Long story, less long. Gave myself permission to not know. Like, it's okay to not know and not have nothing figured out as long as I'm doing and just being, and just following the energy at this point. And I made a promise to myself that, it said, I don't even remember what promise I made.
I said, I made a promise. I forgot it, though. I forgot it.
It's gonna come back. I didn't take my nap today. It's gonna come back. I made a promise that I will
bless the Lord. Sorry, I will not lose.
Hold on, let me check. Let me see what I was talking about.
That was like an old song inside NFL Street.
I will not lose. You will not. Wait, that was the whole song.
I do not remember terrible. That song.
It was terrible. I hope that wasn't like a legend to nobody. But that hook was atrocious.
Oh, you had to go back to your stuff. If you're not watching this, Breeze is currently listening to his IG story from his talks on the walk. So he could figure out what promise he made to himself.
Jogging his memory you know, as a creative... He does not have that great memory at the moment.
There's a lot of things that go through our head.
You know, the ideas are just flowing. Sometimes you forget what the original idea was because you hear.
Honestly, that happens all too often. He got it. Light bulb, we're here. He got it.
I made a promise to myself that I will no longer be in my way.
Getting out of my way. I had to make that promise to myself, and it was slightly different. It was a few months ago.
Whatever I was trying to control, it's going just flowing.
I just read about that.
Not the word relinquish.
But what you just said.
Out there, let y'all know. vocabulary.
Relinquish. But the chapter that I was reading, because I'm finally almost done with You Are a Badass, because I've been trying to ease my way through it. But they were talking about releasing control. Like, just releasing control and allowing your belief to, I guess, help you push forward. So, like, stop trying to control every situation, and just believe that the universe or God is going to bring you whatever you're asking for, whatever you're working toward in the right time.
That's literally what I was part of the video I was trying to show you earlier, but it's like, You're waiting. It's almost like this is part of what I've been thinking about lately too, which is kind of like, I guess I made a promise too, but it's just like the importance of the importance of doing that, because one, you already know, at least for me, I already know what it's like when I stop. Like I've seen what the results are when I stop. So it's like, I'd much rather just, the one thing I don't know is what's going to happen if I keep going. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know it for certain, but in terms of, like, waiting for the universe to happen, it's like, you're literally making room, like, so that it's like, all right, whenever God decides to give you the spark of genius, wherever, like, you're there to catch it.
Right.
It's like, so, but if you're not in place, like, it'll miss you. So it's like, you're doing all of this stuff, you're creating constantly, so that you can be in the spot right at the perfect time, because all luck is you just being at the right spot at the right time.
Right.
So it's like, just doing that and just being in the space where you're creating consistently, it's like, it just opens the door. It's like, all right, I'm just
doing
there.
That consistently, you create your own luck. Like,
exactly.
Just seen a post. It was talking about they created so much content. Only like 10 out of like 1,500 videos had basically went viral.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not even 10%.
Right.
It's like 1%. Yeah. If that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah, and it's like, you got to work to get out of the way, which is like, most people don't realize it, and we talk about it, right? But it's literally just going, like, consistently doing it, and then just so that when the time strikes you, it's like, we're trying to catch lightning in a bottle. That's all we're really doing. And it's like, if you don't have the bottle open, if you're not actually in the right spot when it's time to go, if you're not consistently creating, when the lightning is coming, you're not going to be prepared to catch it. So it's like, let's just catch it.
But then even with that, like, creating consistently, for me, I always be like, you know what? I'm here to create. I'm a creator. And I was thinking one day, like, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, why am I not doing it? Like, if I'm having fun doing this, and this, why not do it?
I had that thought the other day, like when our sister, I don't know if I should use her name.
I mean, yeah, just say sister. I was thinking that same thing.
Okay. So we're not using names. So when our sister had was talking to us about like analytics and stuff like that, and like, oh, do you, like, I know the algorithm does this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, while I was talking to her, I was like, you know, I used to think about that stuff. And it used to, I feel like that used to keep me from just being in a creative state.
Yeah.
Because I started to, as I learned about it, I started to, I guess, obsess over it. Yeah, and rather than just letting it flow, I'm like, okay, well, I need to do this and do this because, you know, if I do this, the algorithm will lean towards that, which is good to know. Yeah. But also, like, if I just want to create this just for creating it, that's okay too. Like
dancing. Like me dancing and rapping, that's a duality.
Right.
I don't think I used that correctly.
It's not.
I mean, it's not.
It's like this little line in the tape. Yeah. Dancing is over here, rapping is over here. You're not supposed to mix. But I'm a dancer. I be dancing.
You this sound like him.
I was about to say, I think about that all the time. Yeah. Like,
TikTok, when I was dancing, up, then once I was just focused on the music, it was just like,
you focus on it, but you gotta focus on the experience. Like, I think the experience, just the experience of it. Because when you start thinking about the algorithm, when you start thinking about how the machine works, right, you start losing part of the feeling of it. Because
it's not fun, it's not as fun.
It starts to feel like work, because then you start to feel like, oh, I have to do this in this way, or this is the thing that people are doing, or this is what's going to take off, or this will get more views than if I do this. But, like, you just got to do whatever feels authentic and feels good to you at that time.
But when it comes to, I don't think you should worry about analytics on when you're creating the actual content, but when you're, like, posting it or releasing it, that's when the analytics come
in. Right. So, yeah, like, you're acting and then you're reflecting. After the fact, it's, all right, what do I do? What do I do with this now that I have this?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't let it in. And most of the time we're doing it, we're creating, and once you get to a space, after you create it, or, like, when you've been creating for a certain amount of time, now you're starting to think about it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, cool, I know this might, if I post this at this time, it's going to
thing. And but I also seen something where they was like, it says something like your grind has to be annoying. Like, you got to post so much that it becomes annoying to people. Like, oh, man, they doing this again. Yeah. Got another song. They posting another. They just talking. Hey, I'm a talker.
Y'all heard it here, folks. He's a talker.
All day, or between last night and today, I was thinking, you know what? I might be a radio personality or something.
Or a podcaster.
That's fire. Great imagery.
So that leads me to my next question. Do you guys feel like there is a true balance that can be found within the duality of your creative lives?
Hey, I see your eyebrow go up.
I didn't even know thinking, it went up.
Thinking.
but
I think when you say balance, like,
whatever a balance looks like to you, like, do you think that a balance is possible at all? Like, or do you think that a balance doesn't exist at all? Or,
like, I don't know if you need a, like, I think you do need, like, everything has a, I guess, has a balance, but it's like we naturally kind of skew to one way or the other regardless. Like, whether it's us making music, or it's like when we're trying to make music, we're hyper focused on making music. So it's like,
a roller coaster. So if you create until you feel like you done creating. And then when you feel like you done creating, then it's time to business it out, I guess. Yeah. That's how, that's what makes sense in my head.
And that, I mean, that's just how most artists are. Like, most of the time where we live in it, we live in extremes like 90% of the time. It's like, and that, but that's what helps the art. So it's like, it makes sense. But in the times where it's like, I'm creating so much, it's like, dang, did I work out? Did I eat today? I completely forgot. And it's like, maybe some of the days where you're working out, you're like, I'm getting my health right. Maybe I'm not actually focusing on it.
But even with that, for me, in terms of working out, my day can't get started until I actually work out. Eating, I could go without eating and my day be perfectly fine. But if I don't work out, my day is in shambles. Like, so tomorrow, Sundays, I don't work out, I'm still trying to figure out something. I'm a stretch.
Yoga.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, do yoga.
I'm a stretch.
It could be a light one. They got, like, short, like, light yogas. And you could do something like that. Because that'll, like, really stretch you and still kind of be some form of a workout. I'm about to try and start doing yoga, like, instead of working out, I'm going to start with yoga and see if I can do that.
I was about to start singing.
It's like, what? It's a musical.
We're not doing this.
It's a musical.
We're not doing this. We'll leave that last time, no. But even in how you explained it, right? Even how you explained it. Like,
it's getting hot in here. Oh, come out the jacket.
Even in... you said it. That's actually the right word. Yeah. You just said it like jacket. Jacket. So, like I was saying, you more focused on the working out as opposed to the diet. Or at whenever you're working out, maybe it's you're more focused on working out than you are, like, I don't know, it just depends on what you're doing. Like, maybe reading. It's like, so it's like, we try to be balanced. We try to get a good amount of everything, but it's like, I think as opposed to trying to be in balance, like, when you're focusing on whatever you're focused on, just focus on that. And then when you're done focusing on that, move to the next thing.
I was watching The Love Hour with Miss Kev on Stage and Kev on Stage. And
her name is Miss Kev on Stage?
Miss, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Her name's Melissa, but, like, that's her. Her she goes by Miss Kev on Stage.
Oh, wow. Her stage name.
Unity. I'll explain later. Black off love. Off the podcast, I will explain. Sorry,
somebody
y'all.
Somebody get some water. Need some water.
And they were talking about, so basically they were like, there's no such thing as balance. Kind of like what you were saying, like, there, when you're in that moment, you're in that moment. So they were talking about balancing their home life versus, you know, all the creative stuff they're doing. But they were like, so if they're at their kid's soccer game or whatever, they're there. And everything else kind of falls to the wayside. If they're creating, they're in that moment. And then, like, as much as we want to balance everything and give everything equal time, it's just not completely possible.
But then it's better like that, because it's like, if you focus in on now, nothing else. Like, if nothing else matters, you get more done when you're just focusing on whatever you're doing at the moment. Yeah. So, like, if you're reading, if you're just focusing on the book and not thinking like, oh, dang, so what I'm going to do after I read? Oh, I got to eat, still got to cook. Dang, I'm running out of time. Like, you just read. You get through a lot of pages, and then once you close the book, then you could think, like, okay, what I feel like doing now? I am kind of hungry. Let me cook real quick. Focusing on the cooking. Make sure you got some love exuding. You hear the vocabulary? Exude. Make sure you got some love exuding from you. While you cooking, food tastes a lot better than when you eat. You like, that's good. That's good. That's some food.
But that's the thing, though, because I think a lot of it, a lot of times we'll go into stuff, and then we're ruining the experience we're actually having right now. It's because, like, we're going into it. It's like, dang, like, you ever have stuff planned out for your day, and then next thing you know, you're like, yo, I didn't even know how. I'm at the DMV. I'm at the grocery store. Like, I had this, and this plan. And now you're not here. Like, your entire mind is like, dang, I wasted this hour. As opposed to being like, hey, I happened to have a great conversation with this random person at the store. Mm-hmm. Don't know why I did, but I just happened to have it. And it's like, just enjoying the experience.
Story for you?
I mean, it happens to me.
Oh, I thought this just happened today.
No. Not that I ain't talking to nobody today besides her. But yeah, just in general, I think and that's something that another promise that I kind of had to make for myself was just like being okay with understanding that my experience is going to be totally different than everybody's. And like, whether it's like my favorite artist, whether it's people I know, it's like really being okay with being like, hey, yo, I'm whatever experience I'm having. It may be similar to your experience, but it's never going to be the exact same. And it's like, well, that's kind of dope, because it's like I could be having a conversation with somebody, and it's like you have a conversation with the same person, and you didn't leave with nothing. Didn't leave with anything at all. You're just like, all right, that dude is crazy. And I'm just like, wow, that actually kind of changed my mind about something. I've been thinking about this for a while. So whatever it is.
The other day when I was talks on the walk. I'm walking, the dude, all right, so you walk in down the street, I hear the dog barking. Well, Nova take off first, and I hear another dog barking, and I see it, and I was like, you know what, that looked like Benji, but I'm not even in a talking mood right now. I wasn't even going to the dog park, so I'm about to make the left, and then the dude was like, is that Nova? And I turned, I was like, yes, it is. So and then we just started talking. He was like, I'm going to let you go. Mine was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Normally, I'm the only person out there talking to myself. That's another. He was like, you know what? I was going to let you go. But you said this, and it just put me on a, like,
that is exactly what happened to me. This exact same week, I had asked somebody when I was at work. I was like, yeah. So I was like, how was your weekend? And he was like, my weekend? What is a weekend, man? I don't work on a traditional time schedule. And he just started going. He was like, you know, I feel like you asking me, like, you know, when you asking me that, like, you asking me, like, who I am. So I was like, I'm connected to a higher power. He just started going. And I was like, okay. I didn't know.
To me too. He was like, this dude, I was at work. He was like, you know, a couple weeks ago when you said something about, like something about spirituality or something like that, and I was like, "What I said?" Like he was like, when he was like, "I got good energy," I was like, "Oh yeah, I remember that." He was like, "I've been thinking about that a lot." Then we started talking about that. This other girl, she was like, "You know, when you told me I don't belong here, like I don't look like I need to be here, I be thinking about that all the time." And I was like, "Wow." I'm touching the people, y'all. You hear me? I'm here to inspire. I'm here to enlighten. I live my life as an example, because if I can do it, you can do it.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it.
Message.
That is great imagery. It's just about to be it.
But yeah, I think the whole experience. Go ahead.
I don't encounter as many humans as you guys right now with the job that I'm working.
What, this week too?
Yeah, but I mean, even before that, at the last job, I was pretty much to myself. But there was this one guy. He started talking to me one day, and like he started talking about dinner. And I had told him that we was cooking.
I was like, okay, where we go? Okay, continue.
I'm trying to tell him we was cooking. And then from, like, then on, he would, like, ask me for, like, tips on, like, meal prepping and all that stuff. And I'm like, I'm touching the people. I'm being an influence. I'm not even that great at meal prepping yet. We just ordered takeout. But I got you. Here to help.
Oh, man. It is fire.
So, my next question.
But wait, the moral of this subject is, just touch the people. You know, you're valuable.
Yeah.
Figuratively.
And literally. Yeah.
I mean, you ain't gotta actually touch. Not everybody. You don't even like being touched. Like, that's just.
Oh, I thought we was on the valuable.
Oh, she was not talking about the valuable. Like, yeah. Not talking about touching people.
So I'm at work. This dude, he just. Like. But he running.
He just tickled my shoulder.
I'm like. that
he should have just reached out and said,
I look, he was past me already. So he was just like, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yo, don't touch me. So I look back, and the girl that I was actually speaking to, I was like, yeah, it's time for me to go. People are getting too comfortable because we really not doing that. And
yeah. What did she say?
She laughed and was like, you right, because yeah, it's time to go.
That's mad.
Now
weird.
I'm in a different department.
Oh, that was in your last department?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the crazy thing is, my supervisor was a while ago, probably in like week three, I was like, you know what? You know how to use your words. I don't want to work for nobody except you. And then she went to a different department, and now I'm back over there.
Oh, so she brought you with her because you said, that's what you said.
Because you used your words.
I used my words, and yeah.
Yeah. Created your own opportunity.
But now it's time to go. Sorry, but I gotta go.
I don't want to leave.
Hey, it's a musical.
But I gotta go right now.
Said I gotta go.
I'll be back.
But I'll be back to hold you down. I don't wanna. Alright, what's your next question?
Devon, stop acting like you don't want to join
I
in.
I do. Listen.
He
got to
be the cool one.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it's not even that.
Cool
it's just because
he got
just
the gray hoodie on. You know Lux not. Lux not about to break out in song.
Lux will break out in song.
Gray hoodie Lux not breaking out in song.
I'm fine with breaking out in song, but because I took this stance, y'all not about to catch me slipping.
Y'all
not catch me slipping outside of this.
You got to live on this hill.
It's all right. It's comfy up here. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to catch him slipping one of these days.
That's like the videos when they be like, try not to sing along. One of them videos.
Yeah. I watched a few of those and didn't sing along.
Okay, let's try it. I said the picture in my mirror.
Start to blush when somebody says your name.
Hey. And in my stomach there's a pain. So you walk in my direction, I go the other way. And
start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand,
but
my knees go weak.
Alright, what's the next question?
Please.
The next question is, because we are all...
You good. I would have forgot that question, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of them as I go. because like we are kind of like there's two sides to this one coin as a creator for us, right? As an independent creator. Do you feel like it's hard to, I guess... I don't want to say balance because I keep saying balance, but I guess to live between both the worlds of, and I'm not even talking about creator and 9-to-5, I'm talking about creator, like just creative, artist, and business.
They're two different worlds, but if you understand, if you're able to understand the business, I don't think it's hard.
Elaborate.
A time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it get to a point where you creating so much that subconsciously you're creating. So even if you like just sitting down, you're creating. So it's like you're doing it in your sleep basically. So it makes it easier to be able to take some time out. Focus on the business. If you're living in the now and you're like, okay, now I got to get the business aspect done, you could take a couple hours, get whatever you need done, and then get back to creating. I mean, yeah, I feel like as long as you understand the business part, it's not difficult to balance it.
Yeah, I think if you look at it like if you look at it as another part of your creation, then
yeah,
I was just
thinking about that because it is a part of creating.
Yeah, it's just a part that we a lot of times as artists we look at it like, oh, this is going to be annoying, or this is they're going to be thing, but it's like it's just a different part. It just has to be a different part of you.
But you could go into it as like you can go into the business aspect as creatively as you want. Like even when it comes to rolling out. Rollout process is still
creative,
business, but the way you roll it out could be as creative as you want. You just gotta, so now it's like you never really stop creating. because business is just a formal way of creating.
Okay. So you said that if you look at it as a part of your creation, another part of your creation, then it's not hard. And you just said that business is another form of creating.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you both to kind of elaborate or give your thoughts on how to actually just look at the business aspect as another piece of creation. I know you just mentioned, like, you can be as creative as possible, but how to even make the transition to kind of blend the two worlds? Because you said, you started off by saying that they're two separate worlds.
Yeah, but then as I'm talking about it, and I'm thinking, it's like, it's really, it's like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, like yin and yang, kind of. Like, okay. I mean, and I think... Also, the reason why I was saying it's another part of your creation, like I was just watching, excuse me, I was just watching, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I was watching part of, thank you.
I should have said that.
I was watching part of Chloe Bailey on Hot 97, and she was talking about, like, how she's been in music for, like, since she was, like, 13 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, really confident in that. But when it comes to business, she was, like, she felt a little bit more, like, timid and shy about, like, saying what she wanted. And then it's, like, once she realized that, oh, I have to be confident in what I want and who I am in the same way I am when it comes to music. It's just in a business platform. It's like if I don't say what I want, nobody else is gonna say it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's still a part of the it's still a part of the creation process. It's just a different part of it. It's just a different part of us. And a lot of times we'll look at it. It's like, all right, I created this thing. I was confident in it, or maybe I felt insecure about it whenever I was doing it. But when it's time to perform, a lot of us will be like, all right, cool. I can perform the hell out of this. Like this is. Mm-hmm. This is what I can do. It's the same thing. It's like, all right, I go into a room and it's like, now I have to talk to people about this. I just have to turn on that.
It's a little easier when it's like, when people is like, all right, so say performing. Like, you go up there and people like, hey, yo, this is about to be trash. So now, or you thinking like, people thinking like, it's going to be trash. So now it's like, oh yeah, I already know what I have. So now let me just like, let them know who I actually am, and then you go kill it. Like, same, you go into a room, and people like, hey, who is this? Or, nah, yeah, I did trash, or whatever. Now you gotta back it up. No, my idea is not, it's not trash. I could use these same words. I just choose not to. I want this, this, and this. We gonna do it this way. Like, when you're, like, if you feel like your back is up against the wall, and you gotta get out, it's like, yeah, it's a lot. For me, in my mind, it's easier.
Yeah. Okay. So what y'all are saying, what I'm gathering from both of your words.
I feel like business is just a formality of your creation. It's like the formal part of your creation.
But even to take that a step further, if you approach anything in a creative stance, confidently, creatively,
mm-hmm.
you can conquer anything.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Great imagery.
Confidently, creatively, you know? Two adjectives in one. I like that. I think that that's dope. I never thought about it like that. So y'all actually explaining that, it actually helps me.
You know, I'm touching the people you are.
Because, like, I did go to school for music industry, and I am a creative, so, like...
But people be trying to make business seem so much harder than it is. Like, I even be overthinking it, like, if you don't just put this out, like, it's that simple. Like, just put it out and put it in front of people.
I think it depends. I think that part of business is like super creative. I think the part that people are talking about is like the contract portion and like sitting in a room and negotiating.
Oh, yeah, because that's a different. Yeah, them contracts they be different.
Because like people will be in. Yeah, like build.
The video thing we was watching when he was doing the, it was. Your actual voice versus, yeah. And then he went on using all these big words. That's what the contracts be like. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'd be like,
That's why you have to get an entertainment lawyer, one that doesn't have like ties, a bunch of ties with like record labels and all of that stuff, so that you can make sure they have your best interests at heart and they're not trying to add their own little clauses in there so they can mm-hmm. make money with the labels and all that stuff. So,
yeah, and because people will absolutely, it'll that like a lot of the business stuff is like, at least from what I've heard, is I'm gonna, like, I'll screw you, but it's gonna be formally. So, yeah, right. Here's the paper. Yeah, and it's like, you ain't paying attention. Like, I don't know what this means, but, like, all right, cool. Yeah, right. Like, it's like, this is just so, it's like, all right, let's work. Well, how can we negotiate? That's what a lot of the bigger independent acts is like, you gotta, when you're doing it, you gotta come from a place of, like, all right, I have this, you have this, let's mm-hmm. negotiate. And they always say, you get what you negotiate. That's what everybody always says. So, yeah. It's like, if you can negotiate whatever you want. Like, as long as you go into it, again, with that same...
Yeah, you got... Yeah, as long as you're mindset. Confident and you have something to show, like, negotiation is... It's not difficult.
Yeah, but definitely in regards to, like, even in, like, all right, I know, like, the business aspect in terms of, like, a rollout, you good?
I don't know, I just... Yeah. You know, my wrist just, like, popped in a really weird way and it hurt, so... Mm. Yeah, but y'all continue,
But even in... but even in regards to, like in rollouts, I remember how Frank Ocean put out Blonde. Like at that time, like he was super creative, but it was a business move. He put out the Endless, like the visual project, mm-hmm. and then like gave that to his label. Like, this is my final album, and then put out an album the next day. Right. And it's like, that was a, like, record companies probably hated him for it, but like that was a great business move because like nobody had done it before. So it's right. like he was super creative in how he approached that. Whether it's him or whether how Beyonce just drops the album out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's like, now everybody's doing it that way. Like, you can be creative, and when it comes to your business, you just have to approach it like, all right, I can be creative in every aspect. If I'm a creative, I'm just creative. It's not necessarily, it doesn't matter what the medium is. Yeah.
I like that. If I'm a creative, I'm creative no matter what the medium is.
Word.
That's great. I like that.
Straight off the top!
But yeah.
Y'all, like, one person that'd be serious. Talking about in each moment.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say. yeah, I didn't really have a follow-up question to that. But I will say.
You learned a lot today.
I did. I did, just because, like, I have been thinking of these things as two separate worlds, and that might have been why I have kind of struggled with certain things, because I was thinking of them separately, or even that I wasn't creating and then, like, reflecting. I was, like, trying to create and reflect at the same time to see how I wanted to do it, and I think more recently I started just creating, like, right now, I'm just, like, writing and trying to get stuff out and, like, not focusing on, okay, I need to set these deadlines so that this can be released and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I'm not even worried. People be asking me, I'll be like, I don't know. Because then it's like, I'll be having ideas for stuff, but then I'm still creating. So I might make something that, like, fit perfectly like that. It'll fit perfectly with another group of songs to put an EP out mm-hmm. when originally I just wanted to do singles.
Right.
Right.
And then it's like, you know what? I can do this. But then I might have another song and it's like, hey, yo, this fire. They need to hear this first. So I want this to come out first. But then I'll be like, you know, it'll sound good. I just need one person on here. This is a throwaway. But nah, I gotta finish it. Like, how I left it, it's not complete. I gotta finish it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know when it's coming out. I just know...
It ain't make shit. All I gotta say is it ain't make shit.
That was good. Bring them lyrics and I'll do the great image you gave. That's it. Just throw a lyric in and get them in. But yeah, like, I don't know. It'll get here when it get here.
Yeah, I think that's like the most important thing for us right now is just to continue to create.
And then even, like, with that, sorry to cut you off, but it's like, I'm giving y'all I'm giving y'all breadcrumbs to hold y'all over until, I guess, get stuff together.
I can't say that we've done that. I started leaving breadcrumbs and then I stopped. And
yeah,
he left a breadcrumb, dropped a single, and then he was like,
"But that was right."
I just tied it.
That wasn't intentional. What really happened was I dropped it and then I realized halfway through like, now I know what I want to do. But it wasn't until I put it out. It's like you can't figure out where you want to go until you get the car moving. So it's like,
how I feel about them songs I put out, and I was like, you know what, I don't even really want them. This not my type of, like, I could do it, but if I'm want to do something consistently, this not even the sound that I want. Like, I'm not just I'm not just here to rap to y'all.
So now I have a question.
They thought we was wrapping it up. Thought you was about to let us go.
Nah. So, okay. So what do you think that you can do? Because what it sounds like, and I'm speaking for Damani.
That's all good. I ain't worried.
Talk to him.
I don't never fold.
And then I'll come. I'll have, my bad.
Nervous?
No, I'm not. I had 10-minute nap today. So what do you feel like you could do to help, focus your creativity, on the things that you actually want to create?
I mean,
does that question make sense before you answer it?
I mean, to some degree, I think it does.
So listen. We talked about there not being a true balance.
Do I have the same question, or you got a different question for me?
It might be the same. It might be different. We'll see what.
Let me wait my turn.
So we talked about there not being a true balance within anything, within life. Like when you're here in the now, you need to be present. So from what you're saying is, it sounds like you, in certain aspects, I feel like maybe you haven't been present in your creativity as much as you would like.
Yeah.
So what do you think you can do or change in order to refocus to stay in that creative space longer or more intentionally?
It's a weird answer, but it's the only answer I could, only way I can say it is like, so today, right, I had a moment when I was like, y'all ever just like look at something, like really look at something, and then you realize like, I swear this is gonna make sense, right? You ever look at something and like, you ever notice that like when you're looking at something, everything else becomes blurry around it?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it, yeah, literally like a camera. So, but then most of the time we only notice it when we're looking at a camera. It's like, oh snap, the focus is here and everything's blurry.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had this realization, and I was like, wow, okay. So whatever I focus on, everything else is probably gonna be blurry. So why don't I just focus on whatever I'm trying to do in that moment? So mm-hmm. It's like if I'm trying to focus on creating, let me like. Create, and then it's like when it's time to just put it out. Like what we've been talking about, right? When it's time to put it out, where does this fit? Like, what is this? What is this now that I created it? Like, it's like, is this a song for everywhere? Is this what is this a piece of art for a specific show? Is this whatever it is? Just kind of focusing on what I'm doing then, and then once the job is done, like how Kobe say, like, is the job done? Job ain't done. What we talking about, right? So once the job is done of like me actually creating it, then it's like, let me just put this where it need to be. And I think that's what's been, this is literally a realization I had today. I was like in the bathroom sitting on the toilet, and like I was like, yo, that's the perfect time. That's literally the perfect time. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So much thinking. I ain't have my phone, so I was just sitting there like, wow. Like,
that's where I wrote Lonely Lonely. I didn't really be lonely. Yeah.
I just wanna be all alone, man. But that's literally, I had this realization. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And this all happened within like a 5 to 10 minute stretch. And I was just thinking, and I was just looking at it, I was like, wow, like everything that I'm, it's almost like when you, like, you know, they say that you can't, most of the time you ignore the fact that your nose is in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's like, because we're so focused on everything else. So it's like, once you start focusing on everything else kind of once you start focusing on one thing, everything else is kind of.
So when you focus on your nose, everything blurry.
Yeah. I mean,
it actually does.
Try it. Like, yeah, it's going to hurt, but that it's going to bother your eyes for a little bit if you keep doing it. So I wouldn't suggest doing it. I'm purposely trying.
That's what they said about looking at the sun.
It actually does bother you.
Yeah, you might go blind. You actually might go blind.
Sun gazing.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's my answer. I don't know if that answered it at all.
It did. You think you basically said in a nutshell, you need to refocus your autofocus to stay focused.
You so was then, a note taker.
Said refocus. Yeah, I was definitely a note taker.
That's fine. You know that, didn't you? I said ayo.
So for your work day is a little bit different, and fire. You actually have time where you focus on creating.
My autofocus always focus.
But is your do you truly feel that your autofocus is always focused?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
My autofocus is always focused, but where I can improve at. I had this realization yesterday. I was looking at my creativity from a lack standpoint. So it was like, oh, I'm doing all this, but dang, I don't even got enough to do this, this, and this. But it's like, I always have enough. Like, no matter what I want to do, I have enough for it.
Oh, so it's you mean like, from like a lack state of mind, like yeah. Lacking. Mm-hmm. I thought you said laxed.
Oh, lacking.
Like, okay.
Like, oh, dang, I want to do this, but how I'm going to, like, trying to
like
control,
you don't have
like,
enough,
how
yeah. I'm going
to do this if I got to pay for this. How I'm a, yeah, like just like trying to worrying about the how, not the end result.
Mm-hmm.
So now, starting today, I'm focusing more on the end result. Even like if I want to record, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I feel like recording. As long as it's not a song that I'm gonna be yelling, because I don't be wanting to interrupt the neighbor upstairs. She cool. So I don't want to interrupt people's sleep. So if I'm like talking regular, then I'll record. Dang, I do need to go to sleep. Like, or dang, I should be taking a nap right about now. Like, if I feel like recording, or I'm in the mood to like, if I have enough energy to rap, I have enough energy to record. I'll be singing all day. I'll be rapping all day. I'll be writing all day. I'll be playing all day, dancing. Have a lot of energy, have a lot of time, like, so, yeah, just be,
okay.
Be in breeze.
That was deep, I like that.
Man, that's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I also had, I guess it's not a question, but, so one of the things that I used to, when I was, like, first starting, like, with music or whatever it was, I used to have this, like, this weird idea that, like, I just had a weird idea that, like, once you started mastering things, that, like, it felt like the possibilities started getting more limited. And it's like, do you guys feel like the closer you get to, like, mastering, if you've mastered anything, right, if you feel like you mastered anything, like, do you feel like the possibilities are more limited, or do you feel like if it's more, you have more possibilities now that you mastered whatever you were trying to do?
I feel like I used to think in that same way, but especially when it came to music theory. And I felt like this was when I got to college. Before college, I wasn't thinking about music theory for real, but I was like, dang, if I understand music theory, like, for real, and I really learn how to do these things, I guess how they were intended according to American music theory, like, it's gonna limit my creativity, or like we used to talk about this on like what keys I think might go together or whatever. But at this age and after experiencing the things that I've experienced, I think that it broadens, like it opens up more opportunities, it opens up the experience because it expands your state of mind. Like if that's like saying if I master a certain language, right, that doesn't limit your abilities or limit your point of view. At that point, it's like, okay, now I either have more confidence to master another language, I can go to these other countries and speak this language, so I can stay there for as long as I want to and not feel like, dang, I don't know how to communicate with the people. Or even in music, it's like, if I learn how to, let's use rappers, for example.
I said hey, yo.
So if I'm a rapper and I learn how to sing, right? If I was strictly bar for bar rapping the whole time, most of my career, all right, people are going to call on me to rap. If I start singing a little bit, if I slowly start hitting them with a couple harmonies and stuff, ooh, maybe you could do a hook for me or something like that. I start really learning how to, like, sing or play an instrument. Oh, you could actually help me create this track. Like, you could help me. Oh, instead of just singing or rapping on this, you could play the saxophone or something like that.
Or you can even, like, just sit in and tell me if it sounds good.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, you can just, you are of more use to me then. You have more skills. You can do more things. You can meet more people. You can work with more people in different aspects because you're learning more things.
But even, okay. Yeah, when you master something, it's like, yeah, like what you were saying about learning more things, it's easier for you to learn more things just because now you're not worrying about, you have, like, the comfort of, like, okay, I mastered this. Now I can move on to something else.
It's like, I know how to do that.
Yeah, I know how to do this. Regardless, if you ask me to do this, it's going to get done. Like, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. All
right. Playing devil's advocate here, right? I feel like...
I had a thought before you was going to start playing.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I want to see where you go first before I say my thought.
So what I was going to say is, all right, let's use singing as an example, right? Right? Yeah. Like, we rap, right? And then learning to sing, right? Mm-hmm. So the difference between someone who has been singing, like who's mastered the art of singing, right? And the person who's just learning, the possibilities are almost endless because you don't know what you're doing.
But,
so,
like...
But, right, right? And I get it because it's like, all right, in mastery, it's like you know what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I know a lot of times for some masters, it's like you can get comfortable and it's like, all right, these things are supposed to work this way. So then when you see somebody, it's like, dang, you're not doing this at all how it's supposed to be done. But I like the fact that you're doing this in a completely different way, right? And it's like, granted, I'm not saying that you shouldn't master anything. I think you should master it because, again, like, I think it is important. I think it does expand it. But I think sometimes we get comfortable because it's like, because we know something, we're like, all right, cool. I know everything to know about this, right? You feel like you can't learn anything about it.
You gotta
know
the rules to break the rules.
That is true.
So, like, music theory, if you know this is going to sound good with this, and then, like, you know what? What if I try this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you're like, oh, that sounds good too, but it's not supposed to work, but it's working right now.
Right.
So, let's go with that. You know how to rap. So, if you feel like you could stretch out a word and have some little vocals going, you could play around with that. Regardless of what happens with that, you know you could rap.
Right.
I think the difference comes in when... Okay, so you can master something, but still be aware that there's more to learn.
Yeah,
right?
Always be a student.
Right. So I think it comes into play as after you master it, what you do with it. Or, like... Because some people might master it and be like, all right, I don't need to learn anything else about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay here in this box because this box, I mastered this box of it.
You're only limited if you limit yourself.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, but on the other hand, if you feel like, okay, I mastered this aspect of singing and I know that there's other aspects. Because even like with music theory and stuff like that, so like there's the Western scale of music, and then there's like a, like in the East, they use a totally different scale. Like they use,
I think it's a Caribbean scale too. I be on the Caribbean scale.
But like just even knowing that, it's like there's other notes out there. There's like other instruments out there and stuff like that. Even just other rhythms. Like so it's like, it's literally, I feel like it depends on the mindset of the person who has mastered the thing.
And then I feel like when you was talking about, basically depending on where you go, they got different scales, everything. Like the more you experience, even if just talking about the United States, wherever you go, they talk differently. They mm-hmm. talk in different cadences.
Dialect.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. So, even if I say 1, 2, 3, ABC, if I say 1, 2, 3, 4, up north, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, it's no R at the end of 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, so.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like.
That's. Okay.
If yeah. I say 1, 2, 3, 4, I want more.
1, 2, 3, 4, I want more.
Yeah. So now it's different words that you could
And so again, and I pretty much I agree with you guys. I just find it funny because like somebody I might have been watching a video, but they were talking about it, and like when I was thinking about all of the times like when I was learning the same, right? When I was rapping, I was doing a lot of rapping, and then I got to a point where I was like, all right, cool, I know how to rap, I know what I'm doing. And then when it came time to actually sing, it was like, oh, I have no clue what I'm doing, right?
That's how I be feeling. That's why
what I'm saying.
Do this sound good?
but that's like some of that, right? Is like the beauty of like not knowing what you're doing, right? It's mm-hmm. like because you have no clue how this is supposed to work, like. You have some accidents, and it's like the accidents come out. And it's like you can't plan it because, like, so you bring it to somebody. It's like, well, that's not supposed to work like that, but for some reason it works, and I don't know why it works, right? And I think a lot of the times when it comes to us trying to master our craft, we're so much trying to get to the end. It's like, yo, we got to enjoy like the process of us not knowing how to do the thing, because like in the process of us not knowing, it's like there's so much magic there. And it was like, I didn't realize that until somebody was like, you know, like. A lot of masters is like they look at the possibilities like I'm up here. There's only a certain amount of things that you can do once you get up here. Like I've reached the mountaintop, so it's like I've seen pretty much everything. But it's like when you're starting from the bottom, right? When you're starting here, it's like I could go left. I don't know. I don't even know where the mountain is really at. Like I'm just kind of like I'm searching around, and it's like oh snap, nobody's been here before. I didn't know anybody was here before. I just happened to stumble across a gold mine here, and now I'm creating. The mastery in this new area, but because I didn't fully know what I was doing, because I didn't fully know how to sing, when I'm doing stuff, I'm like, oh snap, I didn't even know that's a different that feels different. That's a different vibe. I'm flowing different. Like, what is that?
Mom ain't teach me that.
Yeah,
but I like that. But I just feel good.
I think that mastery just looks different for different people too, because it's
some people don't want to learn. Like, they cool with just being at the top.
Yeah. Or at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I feel like your journey to mastery looks different. So your mastery of it looks different. So, like, I still may feel like I mastered this, but I feel like I know there's more out there. But or then, I might be on, like, trying to figure out where it's at. Like, me as a singer, I still be figuring stuff out. Like, the one song that I didn't release yet. Is It Me, that the notes at the end, in my head, I was like, this just feels good, so I'm just going to do this because this is what I'm trying to get to, but I don't know if this is going to work. It was just me, and then I was like, okay, it almost worked. Let me just keep going.
And that's that's the thing that's the part I'm talking about, right? It's like, I didn't realize, again, most of the time we're doing this stuff, and we're trying to, like, in trying to be a master, right? If you're trying to follow the steps, you're trying to follow somebody else's footprints in the snow, right? That's all you're doing, right? You're trying to follow somebody else's footprints in the snow, but like the part of it that makes you super unique is when you're in there and you're like, I have no clue what I'm doing, but let's just keep going. Right. Like, let's just keep. And it's like, you got to be crazy enough to just be like, let's just see what happens if I keep going.
Right.
And it's like,
because I also think of, like, if you think of it like this, like, once you're in that creative space, all that matters is that you're in that creative space. It doesn't matter if I mastered whatever I mastered. It matters that I'm here. Even if you don't feel
like you're a master, somebody feels like you're a master. Like,
that's true, too.
Yeah, somebody feels you're a master. You're a master.
Thank you.
I'm a master. You're
a master.
Yeah, I was about to say,
you're a master.
I had my hands on him.
You.
Like, it's you. But, yeah, I mean, like, I think that's what matters, like, whether you mastered it, whether you feel like you mastered it, whether other people think you mastered it. at the end of the day, as long as you're in that creative space, you stay in that creative space and allow the creativity to flow through you, something magical is going to come about anyways. So it's like, just let that happen. So I think it depends on what you, if you still allow yourself as a master to get into that creative space, then you'll still, you still may come up with something that's totally new. Like, yeah, that's how, like, Michael Jackson and Prince and all them, they still, even Beyonce, still making, like, hits and stuff like that, because, like, although they mastered their craft to whatever extent that they feel that they create, they have, they still allow themselves to get into that creative space and allow the creation to flow through them.
Yeah, just gotta, like, expand the limit of what it means to be a master. Or what it, what the, like, just because you hit master doesn't mean that the possibilities are just as endless as they were.
Always changing. Like, times is changing.
My question was,
Darn it.
Oh, do you feel like you could call yourself a master? Or do you feel like somebody else has to call you a master?
You know. You don't have to say it, but you know. Like, you know when you've mastered something.
I agree. I think it's a feeling thing. I think it's like, it's the same feeling when you know you hit a stride when you're doing something consistently. It's just like, this feel like I'm in a groove, I feel it.
Like, I'm different.
Yeah, and that's...
I know I'm different.
And I think that's the most... I think that's what it is for us. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, and then when you realize that I'm doing this this is effortlessly. Like, I'm giving top tier, upper echelon quality effortlessly. Like, this is what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one. I mean, effortless is, I wouldn't necessarily say it has to be effortless. I think it could be perceived as effortless. Yeah. I think people would look at it and be like, oh, he's doing that effortlessly. But it's like, no, you put in effort.
Yeah,
like,
they put work in, but it's working, like, this is me. Like, I do this. I'm here.
Okay. That's all I had. I was just wondering, because, like, you know how people say, like, no, they don't say that about superheroes, but I feel like...
it's something that they be saying you can't say it by
yourself. Like, somebody else, you can't say you're that. Somebody else has said
I mean, that's like how people say you can't say you're a genius or something.
But that's even, like, that goes into worrying about what other people say. Like, how other people perceive you, like...
because then you'll be stuck thinking about whether or not they think I'm a master.
I do this. This is what I do. And check me out. I'm here.
Okay.
Talk that talk, boy. What you talking about, boy? My bad. I felt that. Mastery. Yeah.
Scared me.
I'm not no master yet. I'm on my way. I actually might be a master. I actually might be a master. I don't know in what, but... nobody talking like I be talking. Talks on the walk.
I'm enjoying the fact that I'm not there, because it still feel like there's mad room. Like, again, like we talk about, it still feel like it's mad room. So it's like, oh,
I be learning some stuff every day. I say certain stuff and it be like, oh, wow, this fit? Okay. And like the beat might take me somewhere. And I was like, oh, I never felt that before. Mm-hmm. I like that. Like, or I might start at a different place that I wouldn't normally start.
Right.
And when you was like, record when you just go, like, instead of just playing around, like, when she just be playing around, and be fire, like, most of the time, I remember what I be playing around, and I make sure I record it, and, like, I be starting at weird places, but it just fits so well, and I be like, that's nice, now I gotta expand on this little part, like, it's only, like, 2 bars, a bar and a half, but the way that it was structured, it's like, dang. Gotta keep going. Like, I have to.
Yeah.
Gotta keep going. All right, I gotta stop singing.
But yeah, I think that's the... because when you're doing that, you're all in the feels. Like, it's just, like, 100% in how you feel about it. So it's like, that's the most important thing. Because whatever you're feeling, if you do it in the moment that you actually feel it, then you're not acting.
Yeah.
Because when you try and get back to it, that's why, like... when I first hear a beat, I'm like, if I don't write to it, I have to record this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have to record all of my mumbles or whatever, because if I don't, I'm going to come back to it, and then the whole time I'm sitting there trying to write to it, I'm just like, dang, how did I do that the first time? Yeah. I don't know. It was weird, so fire.
Like, when I first go do my mumbles, if I say a mumble that I like, I remember it in that moment. So then now I'm starting with that, or I'll be like, nah, this got to be the second line. So I'll be piecing it together. Yeah, and then, like you said, if I don't write it down, or even if I write it down, I still probably forget how it went. Yeah. So I gotta record it just so I could get a little voice memo, even if it's without the beat. I just keep going, and then sometimes if it's without the beat, I'll be like, where did I start at? Like, because I'm starting how I would normally start, it's not sounding right. The words not piecing together, flowing how they was. Mm-hmm. I'm not hitting the pocket how I was. I'm not on the beat how I was. And it's like, dang.
Yeah, the feeling ain't there. Like, you start, sometimes you can lose the feeling, or like just the bounce of it, or whatever it is that you're trying to do. You good?
I'm just listening.
But sometimes you just lose the bounce of the feeling of it, and you gotta make sure it, like, you stick with the feeling, because that is once you in it, it's like, it, once you leave it, the whole thing, only thing you're doing is you role playing, like we talked about before. Now you're coming back. All right, I know I was feeling a certain way this time. Let me try and get back. Nah, it don't feel the same. Now I'm trying to,
yeah, like with the song I'm trying to record, I find that new feeling. Mm-hmm. I might do it tonight. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm gonna record tonight, though. I know that.
I'm actually starting to. So before, you had said what you said to me about like just recording when I first hear the beat. I wasn't doing that. I mean, you already know that.
Yeah, just wasted ideas just flowing down the river.
I would just.
Yeah, I was gold. You got gold flowing down the river.
But I would just start over, like how y'all is talking about, like, dang, I gotta start. Like, I was just naturally just like, all right, we're starting fresh today. Like, I wasn't trying to remember what I did. So that's why whenever you would play something and I'm just singing, I'm just singing. Like, I wasn't thinking, oh, yeah, this need to be. Nah, I'm just singing. Like, this is just stuff that's popping in my head. I'm sure some similar things will pop in my head the next time I hear this beat. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but I'm just going to let it flow.
Yeah.
So I started to do that, kind of. But I did it today, but I wasn't playing a beat or anything, but I just was, like, singing. I was just recording it. So I got, like, 25 minutes of recording that I need to go through. Because I was supposed to be working. It wasn't a work, so I was just singing. So, yeah. But I think I'm going to use some of that stuff. But, yeah, like, you're right, though. Like, you was right. So I tried it, and I was like, this is actually, like, good stuff. Like, this
is... because, like, you be in it, and then, like, the beat will be playing, or maybe you're just singing, and you'll be like, you'll do something, because you're not really thinking about it, because you're just, like, you're feeling the music or whatever, you're just singing. And some accidents will happen. You'd be like, that was accidentally fire. Hold on, let me just... Hold on, I did... Where did that come from? I didn't even know where that came from.
And I'll be listening back to my stuff. I'd be like, hey, yo. Like, it'd be old stuff, and I'd be like, yo, that was fire. Like, yo, boy, you was talking. You was talking, boy. Congratulations.
You said that so low.
I was about to say, I don't even know if they heard you, but it's all...
Hey.
He said, congratulations.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
It's accidents. That's all we're doing is trying to...
Just trial and error.
If I stumble across some fire, it's flames.
And it's like, I know the stuff I'll be singing be, like, nice, but I'll be like, whatever I come up with later is going to be nice, too. So, let's just start fresh, guys.
I hear you.
Like, I don't even know if this is my beat or if I'm allowed to be on it, so. Because it be, like, his stuff, so I'm just over there singing. It's like, I'm not going to be on this song. Let me just sing my heart away.
Yeah, you be singing the first time I be hearing the beat, so I'll be like, all right, cool. Like, I'm like, what? What? I mean, it sounds great, but golly. That should be off guard, but yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, so. This was a great episode, guys.
Yep. We need to start with a topic every time.
But
We actually didn't have a topic.
Yeah, we didn't start with a topic.
Duality.
Nah, but you looked through it.
You had to look. You had to look through it. Yeah.
So you feel like
yeah, we need the starting point.
Oh, we need to pick it on the spot.
I mean, we can't. We need to spin a wheel, like
just spin a wheel,
like write all the topics down in the circle. Just spin a wheel.
We could do that.
That'd be fire. All right.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. My wheels are turning now. Actually, didn't mean to say that, but thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am. We can't wait till y'all see the next episode. We don't know what it's gonna be about, but we're gonna find out.
Neither do you.
Like I said, if y'all got any topic ideas, comment below or email us at thegrayareapodcast@gmail.com. I think that's the email. It should be the email.
Bottom of the video.
It'll be somewhere over here. You know.
I do it with the dramatic sound effect too.
We all had different sound effects.
Alright, y'all. We appreciate y'all for being with us this long. If y'all stayed this long. And
they stayed.
Hey. Once again, I'm Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
Damani.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yes, sir.